Please to the Lord in a word of opening prayer. We seek the Lord for his help and his presence with us tonight. Let's pray. Our Father and our God in heaven, we come to thee this evening. We ask, O God, for a very real sense of thy presence. Come and be one of our number tonight and glorify thy name through everything that would take place. Hear and answer prayer in the Saviour's name we ask. Amen. Hymn number 357 is our opening hymn. Words will be on the screen as well. I've cast my heavy burdens down on Canaan's happy shore. I'm living where the healing waters flow. I'll wander in the wilderness of doubt and sin no more. I'm living where the healing waters flow. 357, we'll stand as we sing, please. Let's stand and sing. Seek the Lord just now, please, in prayer. We ask for his help and his presence with us. Let's pray. Our eternal Father and our God in heaven, we thank thee this evening that we are found in the house of God in the evening of thine own day. We thank the Lord for this day that reminds us that we serve a Saviour who is exalted and risen and glorified. We thank the Lord tonight that we come to one who is alive and alive forevermore. We rejoice, O God, tonight that we do not come to serve a dead Saviour. We do not, Lord, come to some grave tonight. Lord, we thank thee that we come to the throne of grace. We thank thee, Lord, tonight that Christ ever lives to make intercession for us. We rejoice, O God, tonight for the blood of Jesus Christ that continues to speak. We thank the Lord for the blood of Jesus Christ that continues to cleanse from sin. And Heavenly Father, we pray that tonight the blood will be applied to hearts. We cry unto Thee tonight for a very real sense of Thy presence. We ask Thee, O God, tonight that You will be pleased to come. And Lord, by Thy Holy Spirit, Lord, take control of this meeting. We ask, O God, You'll be one of our number this evening. We ask, O God, that we might be very conscious, Lord, that Thou art here. Lord, we need Thee. Without Thee, Lord, our gathering together would be in vain. And so, Lord, we look to Thee this evening. Come, O God, we pray. And Lord, may this night, Lord, be a very special night, a very hallowed night. Lord, we thank Thee for each one who's been enabled to gather in the house of the Lord. But Lord, it is our prayer, our desire, our longing tonight, that most of all You would be here. O God, come by Thy Holy Spirit. Move in this place tonight. Lord, speak into every waiting heart. We pray, Lord, for any gathered here out of Christ. Lord, we pray that this will be the night of their salvation. Lord, that this will be the night, Lord, when You will be pleased, Lord, to take them out of the darkness and the dungeons of their sin. Bring them, Lord, into the light of the gospel. Lord, do that new thing in their hearts and in their lives this evening, we pray. And so, Lord, just come and bless us. Be with us this night, we pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that You'll be pleased to come. Even, Lord, as You came to Zacchaeus' house, Lord, come to this house tonight with salvation. And Heavenly Father, we pray that You would be pleased to do Thine own work. Lord, we thank Thee for Your goodness and mercy to us, Lord, throughout this day. We ask, O God, that You be pleased to take up our thanks for the health and the strength, Lord, that we have to be in the house of the Lord tonight. And, O God, we pray that even as we come to Thy house, or as we come to worship Thee, we ask, O God, that You lift our hearts heavenward, Lord, that we might see Thee afresh tonight. Bless in every part of this meeting. Remember our brother George, as he would come to minister to us in song. Just be with him, we pray. Give him help tonight, we ask of Thee. In a very real way, Lord, may he know that he, Lord, knows the help of the Lord. Just, Lord, come amongst him. May he feel entirely at home amongst us tonight. And most of all, Lord, as he would minister in song, may the help and the Spirit of the Lord be resting upon him tonight, we pray. Bless, Lord, across our land and across our nation. We pray, Lord, for every faithful witness of the cross tonight. We pray, Lord, that there will be signs to follow the preaching, the going forth of Thy word. And Heavenly Father, we pray tonight that we might see God moving. Lord, that we'll see the heavens being rent open. And Lord, the blessing of God being poured out. And so hear and answer prayer. Be with us just now, we pray. And remember, Lord, those who cannot be with us tonight. Lord, those who are unwell in their own homes. Lord, those in nursing care tonight. We ask, O God, You'll remember those who are burdened, downcast with the pressures of life. Just draw near to them, O God, we pray. And Lord, remember, Lord, those who have wandered and got away from the things of God. Lord, no longer in the house of God as once they were. No longer in the Word of God as once they were. O God, we pray that You'd be pleased to draw to such tonight, we pray. And Heavenly Father, bring them back to their first love. And Lord, restore unto such those years that the locusts have eaten. Bless us and do our hearts good. Remember us throughout this incoming week, we pray. Bless the Lord in every part of the work of God. Remember, Lord, especially in our upcoming gospel mission. We just, Lord, look to Thee. Lord, we pray that this will be a time not only when the Word of God will go forth, but, Lord, this will be a time when the Word of God will find that resting place in the hearts of the unbeliever. Lord, it'll be a time of salvation. Bless Thy servant as he comes night after night. And Heavenly Father, we pray that You will be pleased to do something new. Lord, work in Ballyhackamore, we pray. Work in East Belfast, we ask of Thee, across our city. And Heavenly Father, we pray that we might see God moving and the hand of God at work. So hear and answer prayer, Lord. We ask all of these things, Lord, not for, Lord, the glory of any man or any church, but for the glory of our Saviour, in whose name we pray. Amen. Amen. Tonight, we are delighted to welcome to Sandown, not for the first time, I am told, but first time for a very long time, our brother George Edgar, one of our older members, George, was telling me, was reminding me that you were here before. That's the organist there. She was telling me you've been here before. She's been about since Noah was a wee boy. But you were obviously very, very young at that stage. George, you're very, very welcome. Thank you for coming tonight. Pray the Lord will bless you as you come and minister to us. Thank you, the Lord bless you.
Yes, I can recall being in the church, but I'm sure I was wearing short trousers. Maybe not. It is really good to be with you this evening and to share again with you praise and fellowship with one another, but above all that we would worship Almighty God, Creator God, wonderful, merciful Savior.
Savior.
What a wonderful Savior. And he is worthy of our praise. Some time ago now, I was walking in my local town, and there's a church there, and I always take a wee glance at the billboard every time I go past it. Do you ever do that? You know, usually there's a, in this case, there's a helpful, useful text on the billboard. And I'm walking past, and I just caught it with the corner of my eye. It was a very, very short but profound verse from Jeremiah. It just caught me. From Jeremiah, and it said this. And God said, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Isn't that powerful? You know, there I was. I think the wife had sent me in for a pound of beef sausages, and I wasn't feeling too happy about it. You know the way you get that way? And there I was, just caught. And God says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Now, I'm not sure what my expression was like as I went to the butcher's after that, but there was a big smile on my face, friends. It reminded me of a verse that came to me from a hymn writer, an old hymn fellow. He was in the ministry, actually. He died at 39, born and bred in Cork. George Robinson was his name. And you'll know this verse, loved with everlasting love, led by grace that love to know. Spirit breathing from above, you have taught me it is so. Oh, this full and perfect peace. Oh, this transport all divine. In a love which cannot cease, I am his, and he is mine. The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest to write the law. God said, I have loved you with an everlasting love. The love of God.
George, thank you very, very much for being with us tonight. Certainly blessed by your ministry and song, and thank you for being with us. Pray the Lord will bless you as you've been a blessing to us this evening. Can I welcoming George, welcome you all tonight. We're glad to see you. We pray the Lord will bless you all as we have met together in the house of the Lord this Sunday evening. It's great to see you in God's house. Also visitors with us tonight, glad to have you upstairs and downstairs. Thank you for being with us tonight. Also to those who are watching online, we welcome you as well. Can I just remind you of a few things for the rest of this week in the will of the Lord, and then a little later on. Tonight, immediately after the gospel meeting, we will have a further season of prayer, special season of prayer for our upcoming gospel mission. So if you can stay behind for that time after the meeting tonight, that certainly would be appreciated. And then over in the Martyrs tonight, there's a youth rally. It's at 9 o'clock. And unfortunately, if you're going there, you'll have to listen to me again. Tuesday at 8 o'clock is our Bible study and prayer meeting. Again, God's people, please remember that. Be much in prayer in these days, particularly as we come up to our time of gospel mission. Then on Friday night, for our elders and our deacons, to remember there'll be a full committee meeting Friday night at 7 p.m. here in the church on Friday evening. Next Sunday at 10:15, our Sunday school and our Bible class, 11:30 morning worship, 2:30 Sunday school in Hull in Redburn Community Centre, and then our evening gospel service next Sunday. I'll be here to preach, God willing, and our brother David Warwick will be here to sing. Again, our thanks to all who came on Friday night to the ladies' meeting, and also for the money that was raised by the craft fair that went to the school in Uganda. Do remember Wednesday the 29th of May, our seniors trip. So please, if you haven't got your forms, please get them today. See Colin or Hazel and get them back to Colin or Hazel as soon as possible. That's Wednesday the 29th of May, and I trust you've kept it all free. Looking forward to a good day. Do remember the invitations to our gospel mission. They are available. We will be starting outreach next week, God willing, but we're making them available to you today. If you can use them and invite somebody along, as we've been impressing upon you, seek to ask someone, even if it's only one person, to come along. Not only ask them, but bring them along. Make arrangements for them to come and use this little invite as a means of inviting them along. So arm yourself with these, and then we will be getting them out into the community next week, next Wednesday, God willing, in the morning time, and then also next Thursday evening as well. So if you can help us with that, we'll give you more details next week. Thank you for the Missionary Council offering last Sunday, which came to a total of £428. Also, the Missionary Council newsletter for April is available. Please do take one if you didn't get one this morning. On Saturday evening, for the youth, there is a special meeting organised by the Christian Institute. That's been held in Donadri Hotel in Antrim, and it's at 7:30. I'm not going through all the details, but there are various speakers speaking on the subject of transforming truths. There are still some little leaflets there, and if you'd like one, take one with you, give you all the details. That's this Saturday at 7:30. Do remember our summer camp, and again, as we said, if you know of anyone in your family, or maybe some of your neighbours who would fall into that category between age 8 and 16, get them to come along, get the forms filled out, get them to speak to Kyle or Anna, and get them along to summer camp this year. Do remember the offering boxes, they're available there as you leave for your tithes and for your offerings. Always we make these announcements subject to the will of the Lord. We're going to sing another hymn at the stage. It's the hymn number 485. 485, give me a sight, O Saviour, of thy wondrous love to me, of the love that brought thee down to earth to die on Calvary. 485. We'll stand again as we sing once we get the introduction, please. Let's stand to sing. George, we're going to ask you to come and sing for us again, and the Lord bless you. Thank you.
Bearing shame and scorn.
scoffing rude in my place, condemned he stood, sealed my pardon with his blood. Hallelujah, what a Savior. See from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow such place and sorrow meet. For thorns compose so rich a crown. Amazing love, how can should die for me? Guilty, vile, and helpless we, spotless Lamb of God was he. Full atonement, can it be? Hallelujah, hallelujah. My soul, my life, my all. Amazing love, how can it be that the my God, the Almighty God, the Son of God, should
George, thank you very much again for being with us tonight. Certainly enjoyed your ministry and song, blessed by it. Appreciate you giving of your time to be here. Pray the Lord will bless you this evening. Returning tonight to the Word of God, to the book of Proverbs, please. Proverbs and the chapter 28. Proverbs chapter 28. Book of Proverbs chapter 28. And we're going to read just some verses, first of all, from verse 10 down to verse 14. Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 10. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 10. Let's seek the word of God. Let's hear the word of God and give attention as we come to his word for this evening. Whoso causeth the righteous to go astray in an evil way, he shall fall himself into his own pit. But the upright shall have good things in possession. The rich man is wise in his own conceit, but the poor that hath understanding searcheth him out. When the righteous men do rejoice, there is great glory. But when the wicked rise, a man is hidden. He that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Happy is the man that feareth alway, but he that hardeneth his heart shall fall into mischief. Verse 13, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper. Let's just seek the Lord, please, in a word of prayer as we come to the gospel for tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank thee this evening already for thy presence with us. We thank thee, O God, that we have known thy presence. We have felt the nearness of the Lord tonight. And we ask, O God, that you would be pleased, Lord, to bless all that has already taken place. We thank thee, Lord, for the singing of these hymns together. We thank thee, Lord, for our brother's ministry to us tonight. What a blessing it has been. Encourage him in his own heart and life, we pray, as he seeks to tell others and sing about his Saviour. Just be with our brother George, we ask, and bless his ministry to us. Bless us now as we come to the Word. We need thy help. We cry unto thee, O Lord, just now for the help of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we need thee tonight. Come amongst us, pour out your Spirit upon us just now. And Heavenly Father, we pray that, Lord, in the heart of this preacher, Lord, may there be that help of the Holy Spirit. Lord, not only help to preach, but Lord, help to hear. We cry unto thee, Lord, come. By thy Spirit, take control. Take control, Lord, of this life of mine. Lord, we pray that we might know what it is, Lord, to be thine instrument. Lord, to hear the voice of God tonight speaking through thy word. To this end, Lord, we claim thy presence, we claim thy Spirit. Do, Lord, come, we pray. Give help to those here out of Christ. May this, Lord, be a message straight to their hearts tonight. And Lord, that this evening they will come and see our Saviour, see the wretchedness of their own sin, and see Christ, the only refuge for their sin. Be with us. Give us help just now. In the Saviour's name we ask. Amen. Amen. If you know anything about the book of Proverbs, you will know that it is a book of wisdom, a book of instruction, and a book of very wise counsel. And when we come to this book, we are confronted with many wise words. Of course, that could be said of all of the Scriptures, but particularly so when we come to this book. Proverbs belongs to that section of the Word of God known as the wisdom literature, along with Ecclesiastes and the book of Job. It is a very valuable little book. I know some people find it a little disjointed at times, a little hard to follow, but it is filled with such wonderful instruction. And tonight, as we come to the gospel, we want to come to verse 13 particularly and look at this verse and see what it has to say to the sinner tonight. The instruction, the summons, the wise advice given to the sinner. You're here tonight without the Saviour. You know nothing of God's salvation. It is our prayer tonight that you will give heed to these wise words. Not the words of this preacher, but to the words of the Lord himself. I want us to notice some things here about this summons. About this instruction. This command that is given to the sinner. Notice first of all, there is the activity. The activity that is to be excluded. Verse 13 says, he that covereth his sins. Covering your sins. Now that word covereth there in verse 13, it literally means to hide or to conceal. It's to know that there is sin. It's to know that there is a problem, but it is trying to cover up that problem. Trying to continue on regardless. And here, the Holy Spirit, speaking through the wise man, says, here is an activity that you should cease from, that you should not do. You should not cover your sin. Because the warning is given in verse 13, you will not prosper. Of course, it's not speaking there about material, temporal prosperity. It's speaking about spiritual prosperity. Trying to cover over sin that you know is there, trying to cover over things that you know in your life are not right, yet the Bible says, the Holy Spirit says to you tonight, you do that, you engage in that activity, you will not prosper. And yet sadly tonight, many will do just that. Many tonight will try to cover over their sin. Let me suggest to you some ways in which sinners will try to cover their sin. They'll try to do it, first of all, by their denial of sin. You speak to anybody about salvation, and as you speak to them about salvation, you invariably have to bring it around to the whole matter of sin. And yet when you confront people with this reality, that they are sinners in the sight of God, the first reaction will always be a denial. You see, we don't like to be confronted with the truth, especially when the truth leaves us in a very difficult and a very awkward situation. The truth isn't always easy to swallow. It's not always hard to take in. It's not a very easy pill to stomach. But the truth here of the Word of God is that covering your sins, there's a reality here that we are sinners, but even going further than that, trying to cover your sins by denying it. When sinners are confronted with the truth, with the reality of sin in their lives, that we're born in sin, that sin controls us, that sin captivates us, there will often be that reaction, I'm not a sinner. We always like to think the best of ourselves, don't we? We always like to think that we're okay. But the problem is, when we are confronted with sin, it lays us bare for what we really are. It doesn't do our image any good to think that we are sinners, and as such, so many tonight will deny their sin. You go out onto the Sandown Road tonight. You go out onto the Upper Newton Arch Road tonight, and you speak to anybody. I challenge you to do it. And from the Word of God, lay before men and women that they're sinners. Most, if not all, will deny that reality. And by their denial, there will be a covering up of sin. You think of Adam in the Garden of Eden just after he had fallen into sin, and God came and God confronted him with his sin. What did he do? He denied it by covering it up. He sewed together the aprons of fig leaves because he was conscious that he had sinned. He knew there was something different. So he thought, he'll just cover this sin up. But it didn't work. You think of Nicodemus, a good man, an upright man, a religious man, yet he sought to deny the need of his own salvation by denying that he was a sinner. You read through the account in John chapter 3, you will see there was a man who had religion, who had morality, and yet could not see that he was a sinner. Maybe that's you tonight. Here you are in a gospel meeting this evening, and you are in denial that you are a sinner. You're trying to cover it up. And remember tonight, it's not what this preacher says. It's not what this church says. It's what the Word of God says. Because we read in the Word of God, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so many tonight will try to cover up their sin by denying it. But then others will cover up their sin, not just by their denial of it, but by their disinterest in it. It doesn't really bother you. It doesn't concern you. The way you're living, the way you are, it doesn't cause you much worry and much grief or concern. How sad a case that really is. How sad and tragic to know tonight that you're a sinner in the sight of a holy God. under God's wrath, under God's condemnation, and yet to continue on in your sin with no interest in getting that problem dealt with. You've heard time after time about the Lord Jesus Christ, and as our brother George was singing, about the love of God that sent the Savior into this world. Why? To go to the cross of Calvary, there to die for your sin, there to shed His blood for your sin, and yet tonight you have no interest. You have no concern. And the Scriptures say tonight, this is an activity that you should cease from because you will not prosper. It will not do you any good. What an awful situation tonight to be in this meeting, knowing full well how you stand before God. Maybe even others around you think tonight you're all right, you're saved, but you know deep down in your heart, you're not saved, you're still a sinner, and you try to cover that sin up. Be assured you won't prosper. You won't gain anything by covering up your sin, only the damnation of your soul in a lost hell for all eternity. And that is not spiritual prosperity, that is spiritual poverty. Oh, sinner, tonight, don't cover your sin anymore. You think that in covering your sin that you're hiding your sin, but sin can never be hidden from the all-knowing, all-seeing God. And like Adam, you may be trying by your own efforts to cover your own sin, but God sees you tonight. God sees what no other sees. And as He looks into your heart and into your life, what does He see? Does He see someone here that is spoken of, the one who's trying to cover their sin? Covering sin by the denial of sin, covering sin by the disinterest in sin. So there is here the activity to be excluded. But I want you to notice, secondly, here there is the abandoning to be exhibited. Verse 13 goes on, whoso confesseth and forsaketh. You see, rather than living this life of covering your sin, here is what you should do. Here is what the Scriptures tell us needs to be done with sin. There's to be an abandoning of it, a confessing and a forsaking. Not trying to cover it up, not trying to conceal it, but forsaking it. A confessing of that sin. Maybe this evening you've got as far as realizing you're a sinner. And you know as you sit in this meeting tonight, all is not well with your soul spiritually. You know that. But the problem is you have not dealt with that problem. Again, that's where many get to. Not dealing with the problem of sin, not abandoning sin as the Scriptures exhort us and command us to do. You just want to hold on to your sin. The verse speaks about a confessing of sin. What does it mean to confess your sin? In the original, that word confess, it means to agree, to speak in agreement with. And you see, tonight, whenever you confess your sin, not to a man or not to a church, but to Christ, whenever you confess your sin to Him, what you're doing is you're agreeing with what He says about sin. How that sin is a breaking of the law of God. How that sin is an abomination in the sight of God. How that sin is a stench in the nostrils of a holy God. How that sin separates you from God. When you confess your sin, what you're doing is you're agreeing with what the Lord says, what the Scriptures teach about sin. It's to agree that sin will keep you out of heaven. It's to agree that sin will damn your soul. Therefore, to confess your sin is to openly and honestly before Almighty God tonight realize that you can do nothing to save yourself. Confessing your sin is to acknowledge that all your efforts are futile. You've covered your sin. You've tried that, but it doesn't work. You say, what happens then if we confess our sins? The Scripture says if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's the promise tonight. You abandon your sin, you confess your sin, you forsake your sin, you be done with your sin. Cry unto Him. He will save you. He will deal with your sin. Your sin will be covered not by your own efforts, but by the work of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ shed on the cross of Calvary. You see, tonight, sinner, if you cast yourself wholly and entirely onto Him, you tonight were to come like the publican came and say, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. What was he doing? He was acknowledging his sin. He was confessing his sin. You come to the Lord tonight confessing your sin, He will save you. In this abandoning, there is a confession, but also in this abandoning, there is to be a contrition over sin. Whoso confesseth and forsaketh. You leave your sin tonight with a heaviness of heart and with a sorrow. A brokenness of heart and life over what that sin in your life has done. Oh, for tears over sin tonight. Oh, for a brokenness over sin. Oh, that God would so work in your heart. Oh, that God would so bring you under such conviction of sin that you would feel the burden of your sin, that you would have those tears of repentance before a holy God. In this abandoning, there needs to be confession. In this abandoning, there needs to be contrition. And in this abandoning, there needs to be, by the help and work of the Holy Spirit, conviction. That you tonight would come under such conviction of sin. What does it mean to be convicted of sin? It's to come to that point where you acknowledge your hopelessness. To come to that point to acknowledge that I've been trying to cover my sins all my life. I've been trying to deal with this my own way. I've been trying to just put all this away. Realize it's not working. But to come under conviction of sin is just to cast your entire life upon the Lord. Look into Him. And Him alone. For salvation. Realizing that it was your sin that took the Savior to Calvary. Realizing it was your sin and for your sin that He died. Realizing it was for you that the Savior gave His life. Realizing it was for you that His blood was shed, that His visage marred more than that of any other man, that He suffered pain and agony like no other man, and it was for you. Wonder, will you this night, this very moment, abandon? abandon your sin, confess your sin, forsake your sin, be done with your sin, and tonight get to Christ, the one who's the only refuge, the one who is the only Savior. Your own efforts won't work, they never will. Your own efforts of trying to cover your sin, they'll only damn your soul. But you confess your sin, you forsake your sin, you come to Christ tonight, pleading, crying unto Him. He'll save you. He'll save you. There is the activity to be excluded, covering sin. And there is the abandoning to be exhibited, confessing and forsaking. But finally, as we close tonight, there is the acceptance to be enjoyed. Verse 13. Shall have mercy. Shall have mercy. But a promise tonight. For those who'll confess, for those who'll forsake, they will experience the forgiveness of sins by the mercy of God. Praise God, tonight He is a merciful God. Yes, we speak of a God of justice. Yes, we speak of a God of holiness, a God of wrath, a God who demands a perfect righteousness, but a God who also in mercy and in grace provided the perfect covering for sin in the person and the work of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. All in the mercy of God. God's mercy. And God's salvation. Thank God for His mercy tonight. Thank God for mercy, a God who is merciful in contemplating the sinner in their pitiful condition, in their desperate need, and with tender compassion sent His Son to be the substitute for our sin, to be the only covering for our sin. Sent His Son into this world to shed His blood, that blood through which there is the only cleansing for sin. Oh, what mercy. What mercy is yours tonight. What forgiveness of sins can be yours tonight because Christ has met all the demands of God's law that we broke by our sin. Christ has paid the penalty for that broken law, that law which was broken by our sin. He who became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God through Him. That's the mercy of God. Oh, that you would experience His mercy tonight. Oh, that you would experience tonight His love, His forgiveness. Oh, that tonight you would get to Christ this evening. Because He is full of grace, but He is full of mercy. Tonight you come to Jesus Christ, confessing your sin, forsaking your sin, coming the way of the cross, you'll experience God's mercy and His forgiveness. That lovely verse in Romans 10:13 that often we repeat, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord. What does that mean? It's about confessing. It's about forsaking. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. There's mercy. Mercy. Oh, that you would experience it tonight. That you would not reject it anymore. That you would not try to cover your sin anymore. That tonight you would realize by your own efforts and by your own work you can do nothing to deal with the problem of sin, but that you would realize that God in mercy sent His Son. And Christ there on the cross dealt with it fully and completely. Who he that covereth his sins shall not prosper. You'll never prosper by working your own way to God because it'll never work. You'll never prosper by trying to cover your sins because you can't cover your sins. Your own way or by your own efforts. But whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. May you come tonight the way of the cross. May you come tonight to Jesus Christ and find in him the covering for sin, the cleansing from sin that you so desperately need. Don't cover your sin anymore, but confess that sin. Confess it to Christ. Call upon him for you, for his salvation, for his forgiveness. You'll experience his mercy. Will you do it? Do it now. Do it tonight. Don't wait for another time. Come now.